This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The January jobs report is going to be here in 10 days. The Bureau of Labor Statistics assures us it is still coming, by the way. So we're going to have some data to chew on as we try to figure out exactly how the shutdown is affecting this economy. We're going to back up to the December unemployment number, though. A lot of new jobs, more people getting back into the workforce, if you remember. We're going to use it to set up today's installment of our series, My Economy, our snapshots of how people are getting by out there.
I'm Javier Cobo, and I do marketing for a tech startup in Washington, D.C. When the jobs report came out, it seemed to be all sunshine, and everything was great news. Unemployment was up, but that's because there were so many more job seekers in the market. And they didn't really touch on why those people were entering the market again. In my world, I know that my mom has re-entered the job force kind of unhappily. She's working as a cashier at a retailer. It's not because she wants to be working, but because she can't make ends meet, and so she has to have a job now in her retirement as she approaches 70 to just be able to pay the bills and try to keep up with medical expenses. She has to constantly be on her feet, and as somebody that's getting older, it can be really hard on her. On the one hand, I feel really blessed right now in that I have a job that I love, I'm making good money, and I'm able to strive towards a lot of the goals that I have in life. At the same time, I have massive student loan debt, and it's really unclear what my parents' expenses are. I try to do my part. I pay for their cell phone and help them with their cable bill. But when it comes to things like giant dental expenses or ongoing pharmacy costs, it's really something that I can't plan for. At the same time, it's this really ginger exchange because she feels uncomfortable and maybe a little ashamed about her situation, and it's hard for a child to be telling his parent what to do. I think that what the jobs report doesn't communicate is all of the personal losses that are coming from having to be in a situation where you're looking for a job. People entering the workforce has a real personal cost that's never measured in any of the reports.
This series doesn't work without your stories, right? Tell us how your economy is doing at marketplace.org.